Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Doesn't matter what it looks like. God, I'm standing on your word.
You got to believe for it. That's all true. You got to believe for it. So if and buts about it, you have to believe for it. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, you have to believe for that. As far as God is concerned. And that don't have anything to do with you. But as far as God is concerned, you got to believe for it. And then, you know, without last week we talked about it, without faith, you can't please God. You got to act on that word. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God and not by man. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you all joining us today. We're going to get right into the lesson, kind of pick up where we left off yesterday as well. We're talking about making quality decisions to move your life forward. Making quality decisions to move your life forward, especially those that are spiritual. But before we get back there, we're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'll be so kind, to give us a word of prayer, and we'll go from there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Amen. We believe God for it. Amen. The scripture I like to read is coming from Daniel the 6th and verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Amen, amen. Look at the blessings of God. So we got to believe, like Pastor just said, we got to believe God for it. He's working things out for our good. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for this day. Thanking you for your word, Father God, knowing that if we believe it, it shall come to pass. In you with our whole heart, Father God. So help us to do that, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless those that have called in today, Father God. You know what's in their heart. You know what they're going through. You know what they're facing. Father God, may they trust in you as the word of God says in Proverbs, for us to trust in the Lord with our whole heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all of thy ways to acknowledge you, and you shall direct thy path. So, Father God, help us all to stand on that word, Father God. And then, Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know you are a healer, and we know that you will heal them according to your word, Father God. You said that when we speak it, we can be healed because we stand in on the word and we believe in that you can work it out. Lord, bless those who are bereaved and those that are going through. Give them a peace of mind, Father God. And bless them, Father God, for such a time as this. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless our pastor as he teaches this word and help us to understand it, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would just help us to receive that word, that we can meditate on it day and night and learn the promises of God. Lord, bless those, again, that are listening by internet. Be with them, no matter what they're facing. Let them have a peace of mind also, Father God. And Lord, we just thanking you for your word as we come together to study the word. Open up our hearts to receive it. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. for that. We are talking about making quality decisions to choose. And it's all about you choosing a spiritual life. Choosing the life that God have laid out for us. That's important, brothers and sisters. And we'll probably talk about it in a moment. But Joel says, 3 and 14, you'll have to go there. He just said, multitude in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. We have so many decisions that we have to make. And aren't you glad that God gives you that? Even though God is a sovereign God, he yet allow you to make quality decisions. So when we read in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and the 19th verse, and I want to tell you, if you get a chance, go and read the book of Joel, because you'd be surprised. God people are not like heathens. See, heathens, they choose everything predicated on the flesh, things they can see, feel, touch, smell, and hear. That's how the heathen chooses things. Their choices are predicated on if they can feel it, if they can see it through the optical nerve, if they can hear it through the flappers on the side of their head. That's how they make decisions. And I thank God ain't none of you guys is heathens up in here. The Israelite, part of their heritage was because God said it, we believe it, we're going to act on it. We're going for it because God said it. But in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter and the 19th verses, you will find recorded there these words. I call heaven and earth to record this day. Again, you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live.
Praise God. From the Message Bible. Amen. So for right now, copy down this song. Oops, I'm so sorry. Wrong chapter. Get to the right. Okay. 19. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19 from the Message Bible. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I place before you life and death, blessings and curse. Choose life so that you and your children will live. Amen.
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Against you. That's important. Read that like that. Heaven and earth have been called against you this day, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. So therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. God's going to get you, is the old saying that people say jokingly. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, God doesn't punish you. He doesn't punish you.
Thank you.
I know the average preacher won't tell you that. No, God's giving you choices.
Thank you.
People tell me, oh, God, do this. No, that's just not true. There are deadly wages for sin, so don't let me get that twisted. But God does not, the one who doing them, that's not God. You see, the Bible tells us, there have been a curse in effect for thousands of years. way before you got here, before your mama got here, before your daddy got here, thousands of years. And the devil is the cause of it, not the Lord. So God gives us this warning of it in Deuteronomy 30 and 19. After describing in detail blessings that fall to those who follow God and terrible suffering that, would befall those who separate themselves from him. So he says, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. He said, now you choose life, that both thou and thy seed. God has given us choices, brothers and sisters. Think of it this way. I want you to really think of it this way. God warns us. Today, I'm going to share this. I had to go somewhere. So I had to use the GPS. Now, there's a couple ways I could go, but I had choices to make. If I went this way, it was like 10 minutes delay. If I went the other way, it was 20. But then I had the choice of, I know another way to go. It's important, and I'm urging you, pray about it before you make that decision. Because you don't know what you're going to run into. And then you don't know if you can get back out of there. Because you don't know what lies ahead. There's accidents that can be ahead. There can be things lurking ahead. I mean, all kinds of things. But why are you telling us that, Pastor? Because I want you to know your decision is real important.
Yeah.
Like
today,
you find yourself on a long road and see destruction ahead, you can make a quality decision to choose blessing. Just repent and get on the right road. That's all I had to do. I turned around and went the other way. See, that's what repentance is. You realize, man, I've been had a bad confession. See, you can't, a fountain can't bring forth sweet and bitter water at the same time. Let me say
Come
that
on,
again. A fountain can't bring forth bitter and sweet water at the same time. You can't confess you with God, and then the other breath, I hope he does it. No, he did it. What you need to be doing is being thankful. See, you can't have two confessions. You either one or the other. There's no 50-50, 60-40, 80-20, 90-10. No, you either going to go with it or you're not. But aren't you glad you realize you're on the wrong road? You can make that quality decision. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to get on the right road. Just commit your ways to Jesus, and he will deliver you from whatever you may be holding you captive. People will be surprised what's holding them captive, even their language, even their prayer life.
Yeah.
You know what David said? Look what David said. David said, the Lord. You know, the word Lord, master, ruler, control. He said, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah.
But what I don't want for anything. How can you want, and then if the Lord is your shepherd? You see what I'm saying? Here's what I'm saying. Make a decision that the Lord is going to be your shepherd. Well, hey, it's out of your hands then, because he got to guide you. He has to protect you. He has to lead you. He got all the tools. He has a staff. A rod. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. You worried about the wrong thing. Let shepherd worry about that stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
You act like a sheep and stop acting like a shepherd.
All right.
Today,
all right.
Life by choosing God's way. Like you can say, Lord, deliver me from my fears. See, sometimes we can be in bondage to our own self, just the way we think. We may need our mind renewed. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. got to make that choice. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to have the mind of Christ. I'm going to do it like God do it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. See, I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, on that road, and I'm talking about get on it right now, I ask to forgive me, and guess what? He forgive you today, this moment, this hour. I don't care what it is. He deliver you from all of your fears, from all of your bondages. He does that right now. Okay. I remember years ago, before the Lord delivered me from smoking, well, everybody else thought I was just losing it. No, I call those things to be not as though they were. So I was telling the Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from smoking. And then I fired up more. But I said, Lord, thank you for delivering me from smoking. And I bought power. And then I started smoking less, less, and less. And then one morning about 4 o'clock, the Lord woke me up, and he gave me a choice. He said, you can keep on killing yourself. And boy, that spoke volume to me. Or you can let it go.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
And I'm saying that to somebody today. Let those bad habits go. You keep on confessing what the word of God says. You choose life.
Amen.
You choose life.
Yeah.
If for no other reason, do it for your children. But choose life.
Yeah.
And I want to put a pen in to choose eternal life.
Yeah.
Choose eternal.
Amen.
That's what God has for us. Remember, and for those that don't know, I want you to know the devil gonna lie to you. He'll never tell you 3 John 2. He'll never explain that to you. He ain't supposed to. But I'm gonna tell you today what that means. 3 John 2 says, King James Version, beloved. I like that when the Bible calls us beloved. That rocks my world. He says, "Beloved, you women ought to kind of get a hold of that right there, because you know when somebody being sweet to you and they call you love, they say, hey, love, you know, or sweet to you, you know when they said beloved, that's what that means to me. He says,
amen.
That means important to me. That means they love you, they care for you, and they're concerned about your welfare. Somebody." That's another message for another day. He said, beloved, I wish, this is my greatest wish for you, above all things, that thou mightest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper, as your mind prosper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Amen. And that was 3 John, and verse, was that 2, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. In the Message Bible, it says, how truly I love you. We're the best of friends. And I pray for good fortune in everything you do and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper as well as your soul. Amen.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mightest prosper and be as the soul prosper. See, one of the easiest traps to fall into in this life is to use that ideal that God being sovereign as a way of excusing yourself from making the decision God wants us to make. See, a lot of times people say, well, what's going to happen is going to happen. No, it ain't. No, that's a lie, too. God giving you choice.
Yeah, well, yes, he does.
See, that's an excuse. Well, I would, but, you know, things are going to go that way. See, they're lying to you. God give you choices. I know God is sovereign.
Yes, he does.
But he has empowered us to make decisions. He has given us his authority in this earthly realm. When I read Matthew 28:18-20, he has assigned it to us to bring heaven and earth together in this realm. And you read Matthew 6:19-13 too. If you get a chance, read Matthew 6:9-13. So while it's good and right to want prayer for the will of God to be done, God has put into our hands the ability to do everything his word tells us we can do. So therefore, to me now, it is incumbent upon us to get our souls in shape. 3 John 2 tells us that our soul is to prosper. That's your mind, your will.
Yeah, that's
to prosper. But over there in verse 11 tells us it is our job. It's our decision to get our soul in shape and maintain it as well. Read it. Beloved, follow not that which is evil. He's talking about the world way. Well, let me say this, and I'm kind of rushing, but let me tell you what. There's two things. You can either choose God's way or you can choose the world's way. And choosing the world's way is not always choosing God's way. Choosing what's good is always not choosing God's way. And I'm going to say this before I close. God placed in the garden a tree, and he called it the tree of knowledge. It was good and it was evil. That's what it was on that tree. But God said, oh, I know it's good, but don't mess with it. Don't eat it. Because a lot of times people, they say, oh, I don't see nothing wrong with it. It's good. Don't eat it because it's good. That is not a prerequisite for you to eat it because it's good. No. You're doing it because this is what God's telling you to do it. God didn't tell Adam and Eve to eat that tree because it was good. He knew it was good. Told them that right off the rip. He said, there's a tree there. It's good and evil. Now, but don't mess with that tree. Because a lot of times things are pleasing to the eyes. And we want to latch hold on to stuff because it's good. It's good. It's good. Let it go, man. Don't worry about it. There's something greater up the road. Yeah. You should rejoice that God have opened your eyes because he wants you to prosper. And you don't prosper by choosing good.
All right.
You prosper by obeying the word of God, man. That's why he says, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil not see God, not understand. Now, I know that may be a little confusing to other people, but let me tell you what. The word of God is good, man. And he's given us that example all through the word of God. I'm reminded, if you want your mind to prosper, then you need to read Philippians 4:8 and follow its instruction. He says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things is good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. In the same way you take Philippians 4:8 to heart, you can find verses to help you submit your will to God and manage it. Manage your emotion. Stop letting your emotion take you over, take you down. That's your soul, man. Stop it, I say.
Yes.
Stand up.
Amen.
Stand up for something, because if you don't, you'll fall for every little thing. And I do mean every little thing.
Right. Amen, amen.
Well, if anybody have anything to share, this is where we do that at this point right here. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I'd like to read that last scripture, Pastor, from the Message Bible and the New Living Translation. So Philippians 4 and verse 8 from the Message Bible. It says, summing it all up, friend, I say you do best by filling your mind and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, pathetic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned. Amen. And then from the New Living Translation 4 and verse 8, read. One of my favorite verses. I love that verse. So from the New Living Translation, it says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, you didn't get all of this. Tomorrow we'll pick that up there in Philippians. So tomorrow, look forward to us picking it up right there, because those are decisions you have to make. But make sure you examine the decisions you make. Because you think it's good don't mean it's good for you anyway. Mm-hmm. It may not be good for you.
Yeah.
Because the promises of God is amen, yay, amen, amen. See, I mean, amen, whatever the word of God say. Hey, that's what I'm about.
Amen.
And about what I feel.
Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, thank God for you. We'll see you all. My week going real fast here. I think tomorrow is Wednesday.